Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan Moran and I am on mission staff here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on the first reading today, which is the letter to the Hebrews. So let's just dive in. Brothers and sisters, God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love you have demonstrated for his name, by having served and continuing to serve the holy ones. We earnestly desire each of you to demonstrate the same eagerness for the fulfillment of hope until the end, so that you may not become sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, are inheriting the promises. When God made the promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself and said, "I will indeed bless you and multiply you." And so, after patient waiting, Abraham obtained the promise. Now men swear by someone greater than themselves. For them, an oath serves as a guarantee and puts an end to all argument. So when God wanted to give the heirs of his promise an even clearer demonstration of the immutability of his purpose, he intervened with an oath, so that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge might be strongly encouraged to hold fast to the hope that lies before us. This we have as an anchor of the soul, sure and firm, which reaches into the interior behind the veil, where Jesus has entered on our own behalf as forerunner, becoming high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Brothers and sisters, I have a question to ask you, and it's very simple. Are you tired? I don't know about you, but I know for my own self, in the past 3 or 4 weeks, I think I've just felt increasingly tired. And I think some of it may have to do with the winter season and the permacloud and the cold. I think some of it may be just left over from the holiday season, maybe. But I think there's another part in there where I think this COVID season is still affecting me. And it sounds like a broken record almost at this point where, oh, COVID. And it's all we hear and it's the last thing we want to hear. And so I think in my life, I've just brushed off this tiredness as all these exterior things. But when it comes down to it, I think I'm still affected by COVID. I'm affected by how it's changed our world. Like, what was it 10 months ago when we first went on lockdown? I feel like at this point I should have been past it, but I think it's still affecting me. I've been reflecting a lot on how it's impacted my job and how it's impacted my relationships, and I think it's just made me tired. And I feel like you guys out there probably feel the same way. You're probably very zoomed out at this point. You're tired of the virtual. You're tired of the masks. Maybe you're scared. Maybe you're just ready for regular life. But the work that you have put in during this season, it is important for you to know that God sees that. None of your work is going to waste. Our reading from today starts off with, God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love you have demonstrated for his name. The Lord isn't going to overlook the work you have put into this season. Yes, you may be tired, but he loves how you keep pursuing him and how you keep pursuing the pursuit of the kingdom and the furthering of the kingdom. He is so grateful for how you keep pushing forward and how you get up out of bed every single morning, even though you may be tired and you may be worn out. Trust me, I'm in the same boat, but we're in this together. And as we go on, like we read about Abraham, and this author brings up this promise that the Lord gave to Abraham. And I just want to highlight one really specific point. And it says, and so after patient waiting, Abraham obtained the promise. So the promise here was a multiplication of generations and that he would bless these generations. But I think what the Lord is speaking to us today is after patient waiting, we will obtain the promise. After patient waiting during this COVID season that we are 10 months into or 9 months into, after patient waiting, we will obtain the promise of hope, the promise of his presence, the promise of his peace and his joy and his salvation, that after patient waiting, we will obtain what the Lord promises us, because that is who he is. He is a good father and he does what he says he's going to do. So no matter what your circumstances have been in these past several months, know that I'm with you right there if you're tired, but also know that the Lord's with us and he desires a patient waiting from us and he will bless us in that. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on Hebrews, the first reading for today. My name is Megan, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you and have a great day.